Hi, welcome to I'm Fine. I'm Prati and I'm here with Mind and Company to talk to you guys about various different mental health struggles. So today we have with us our lovely guest Ishani, who's a lovely friend and who's also a client of TNC. So Ishani, hi, how are you doing today?
Hello, first of all, it's really nice to be here, and it's quite good to say. It's a great day.
It is a lovely day, isn't it? So, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what do you do now, and what are your future aspirations?
Well, first of all, I passed out high school last year, and currently I'm looking for colleges. So it's in the middle of a crisis situation right now.
I know, but it's kind of nice that you made through that stressful exam period, you know? So good on you for that.
Thank you
So,
so much.
what are you planning to study for them?
Well, I'm currently planning to study medicine,
That is
and
nice.
if not, then psychology. Like, you need to have backup plans ready. So yeah, these are
Yeah,
my
true.
plans.
Well, best wishes for you for your future plans, and hope the best plans work out for you. So, Shani, when did you start your mental health journey? And also tell us why and how you found therapy.
My mental health journey started, I think, 2 to 3 years ago, when I got to know about the idea of therapy. Because at first I had no idea regarding it, something like therapy even existed. I got to know about therapy from social media, YouTube, Instagram, and platforms like that. And then I got to know, like, I was an active member in Discord, and there was a, various webinars were organized. So I was there in one of, like, I was boosting one of those mental health webinars, and from there I got to know about the idea, and then I gave it a shot. So
That's nice. My journey was kind of similar to yours. When I was around your age is around when I was finding that exam stress getting to me. So when I started my mental health journey and seeking out therapy, I started it initially to get some better ways to cope with exam stress and to learn some techniques to, study and perform better, to organize my life better. So that's how my journey started as well. I have some questions here for you. I think I would just ask a few of them so that we can talk about our mental health journeys together. So, how would you explain therapy sessions to someone who has never been in therapy before?
I think it's really complicated as well as a simple answer within itself. Well, to someone who has never ever been to therapy before and who has no idea about what is it, I'd just like to tell them that, it's not something like a magic potion that, after one session, you'll be like, oh my God, I'm just feeling so good today, and all my problems are vanished. It's not like that. There's a person, the therapist or the psychologist you're talking to, they will analyze you, and they will carry out different, questionnaires and tests on you. And after that, you will be trained, or you will be educated about the things that you have to deal with in the further process of the therapy session. So, therapy, I think there's a misconception that, after 1 to 2 sessions, you'll feel
Maybe
like,
completely all
oh,
right.
yeah, completely all right, and you're going to feel great. Obviously, after session, you'll feel good that you're able to figure out things that you were not able to before this. But it's not going to work instantly. It's a gradual process, and you need to hang on to that process.
You have committed to the process but see better results over time, is what you're saying. I completely agree with you. I have a slightly metaphorical explanation for the same. So I think as we go through life, none of us are lucky enough to get by without any troubles, any problems. So it's like we carry a plate, and as we grow up through life, we collect things onto the plate, like, oh, PTSD, okay, oh, trauma, oh, death, depression, something or the other happens, as a result of which, due to events or things, we end up developing negative thinking patterns. and the way it makes us feel and think would change, and we develop some sort of, you know, certain mood disorders and things like that as we grow up with all our stresses, or we just cave under pressure sometimes. So therapy just helps you process all those emotions that you haven't learned to process properly or cope properly. Or if you have any particular struggle, it helps you learn some coping, healthy coping mechanisms that will replace all these negative things that you would have picked up on your way. So that's how I see therapy as. And all of us carry around these plates in life. So therapy is for everybody. Anyone and everyone can take therapy because it's only going to make our lives better. So that was my answer to the same question. And your next question is, well, how was your very first therapy session? How did you feel after it?
Well, my very first therapy session was a roller coaster. Since nobody told me how a therapy session is, I too had the misconceptions. And my very first therapy session was, I was, first of all, before the session, I was very nervous. But when my psychologist joined in, she made sure that I am not nervous and that she made me feel comfortable first. And after that, she assured me that, you know, assured me of the privacy, because that's something that's like, that's, I think that's a concern, the privacy concern is something that is relevant to everyone. Yeah, so she assured me that, you know, it's going to be completely private between the two of us. And because of that, I was like, you know, pretty much reassured and calm after that. But then my expectations were like, you know, it was just a misconception that, okay, I'm going to feel good after the very first session. But no, the very first session was something like, you know, the therapist talking to me was a know your client kind of a session. So yeah, at one hand, my misconceptions were crushed, and on the other hand, I got to know about how the thing actually works rather than, you know, making up ideas on my own.
Okay, that is lovely. So what were your misconceptions? What did you think before therapy? Were you afraid to go into it? Did you have any inhibitions as well?
No, I was not afraid to go into it, but, you know, I have this explorer kind of mentality that, why don't we try this? Let's try that. Okay, so while I was dealing with problems like that, I thought that, okay, let's give therapy a shot. But before that, it was, you know, nothing sort of like, nobody actually cleared me. Nobody actually told me how therapy works. So I had this misconception that, okay, I may need like 1 to 2 sessions to be completely okay. But that was not what the pain was. So yeah, that was my misconception. So yeah.
Okay. Your next question is, what is like one motto or a life skill that you've picked up after going into therapy, which is something that you like, you know, go by in life right now?
I think journaling is something I had no idea about. But initially it was tough. I was like, okay, what is journaling? Is it diary writing, normal diary entry? No, it's not like that. It can be included there, but it's not wholly and solely diary entry. So journaling is something that I picked up after therapy, and you know, it really helps me to sort out the problem. Suppose like I'm anxious about something and I don't know what is it, and that is making me more anxious. So by doing journaling, you know, journaling out my feelings and thoughts, and you know, using pointers and questionnaires, I think I'm able to figure out what's the source of anxiety is, so that you know, it gets reduced and I can work more towards the source rather than panicking about the situation.
Okay, that is lovely. My answer is similar to yours as well, because journaling is one very helpful tool which helped me self-reflect and learn a lot as well. So what I learned was this one particular motto, that I am responsible for how I feel, and if somebody does something and that makes me feel a certain way, it's not, the fault doesn't lay with them. I can't blame them for the way I feel. So I learned to own up my own feelings and thoughts and work on it to give the best of myself to myself as well as to other people. So that is something that I picked up from therapy through journaling as well, like you said, because it really helps us self-reflect and, you know, think through. Now I don't journal as much as I used to initially, but it helped me get to a point where I can self-reflect a little bit better. How do you compare your pre-therapy self with your current self now? And what aspects do you think you've grown? That's a big question. Yes.
So my pre-therapy self, okay, I'll give you a rough image about my pre-therapy self. It was something that I was not able to figure out what's going on, you know? And that thing gave me, you know, that thing made me more anxious. That thing bothered me a lot. And after getting anxious, I did not know what to do now. I'm anxious, I'm having maybe anxiety attacks or worse, panic attacks. So I do not know what to do now, but you know, that sort of worsened situation I was already in. So that was my pre-therapy self, and you know, I was not able to, I don't know, I was not able to understand what's going on. That's the main thing. So if I do not know what is actually going on, how do I work on it? Like, it's about saying something that you've got a test. I don't know what the test is about, but you have to perform it. So you cannot do it, right? If you do not know what it is about. So it's similar to that. And now after therapy, I have gone through like various procedures or various stages of therapy. I've been in therapy for like more than a year now. So after therapy, I have this, I think I have my therapist provided me with the tools and the needs of how to figure it out, what's going on. And once you figure it out, how to work on it. If this does not work, okay, fine, this can work. If that too doesn't work, then this can work. Everything doesn't work for everyone. People have their own, I'd say, customizations. Yeah, I think after therapy, I think I can get to know what's the main root of the problem so that I can work on the root rather than focusing on the
being panicked by it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that is lovely. So you have learned some coping mechanisms on the way, which is custom to you, which helps you particularly. And that works for you. That's really good. That's something that all of us need to find out as well, you know? Because life just isn't easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
How was your experience taking help from TMC services?
That's an interesting story. Yeah. So, you know, TMC once came to the Discord server I was a part of as a webinar. And one of their therapists started speaking regarding various issues and different questions that was asked by the people over there itself. And I was like, you know, sort of hooked into how she answered it. So I was like, okay, why not try therapy from TMC itself? So I DM'd them on Instagram, actually. I was not aware of the website by then. So I found their Instagram handle and I DM'd them. And it was pretty easy, I'd say. You know, they asked me a couple of questions and then they sent me the therapist's name and the areas they are specialized in along with the price charts and all. So booking the first session with TMC was, I'd say, a very easy procedure, hassle-free procedure. And after that, I don't see a reason to try any other platform other than TMC, because it's so easy. You don't have to, you know, panic and oh my god, where's this feature? Oh my god, what to do with this? It's just there. It's just right here in front of you. You need not put any extra effort to actually get to the thing that you really wanted. But yeah, it's a super hassle-free and super easy.
That is really nice. So you're saying it's extremely accessible and extremely satisfactory that you don't really feel the need to find another therapist, like you got the right fit, which is good, which is something, again, people struggle with these days in finding the right fit, because some people just don't, you know, click with some people. So it's good that you found your right fit with TMC. So when you were going through your struggles in life, did you feel like people around you, like your friends or family or anyone you talk to, when you opened up, were they able to understand your struggles and were they able to support you?
There's this taboo regarding mental health still prevailing in some families in India, and that's why I was like pretty much afraid to open up. But again, I have a few friends who are really understanding and welcoming and judgment-free. So I told them about the things that I'm going through. And since they are of my age itself, they did not understand it pretty well, but they understand in the sense getting to know what actually is happening. But they listened and they did show concern, and they were like, okay, fine, we do go through something similar. And yeah, they did listen and they did validate everything that I told them. So I'm pretty much thankful for that itself.
Okay, that is nice. And I agree with what you say. There's still some sort of taboo, you can feel it, but it's still there in India. So when I opened up, I also met with slightly different reactions within family circles because people immediately assumed that it's something that has to be kept under the wraps. They were like, they had to maintain a secret or something. And I'm like, it's not like that. And they were definitely not comfortable understanding or responding to any of this. But like you say, people our age, they were a little bit more understanding and receptive to the idea. And there could be people who are going through similar struggles as well. So I found it better to share with friends too. But I think for older generation, there's still a gap that has to be bridged because they freak out if you tell them you're going to therapy. They're like, oh my God, therapy, what's wrong with you? So that's how their mentality is. What is something that you'd like to share with someone who is going through mental health struggles and is just not getting the right help, not reaching out, or is, has taken therapy and quit? Like, what would you like to tell them based on your experience?
Based on my experience, I too struggled to find the right therapist for me. It's just like finding your favorite ice cream flavor, you need to try out different flavors before actually absolutely quitting ice cream. So ice cream is an amazing thing, so you cannot actually quit it. There are a lot of flavors available and you can find the right one for you only after trying. So if someone has been through therapy but has quit it now because maybe they were not able to find out the right fit, or maybe they felt like, okay, it's not working for me, I think I tell them that do not stop actually trying and searching, because you will get your therapist, like your therapist, the perfect therapist for you, the perfect fit for you. But if you don't try, I don't think it's gonna happen. So you need to try it first of all, because I too did not find my therapist on the very first go. I too had to try different therapists. And by this, I'm not saying that any therapist is bad. It's just that the pieces of the puzzles will fit some and it won't fit some. So you need to find your right fit only after trying. And for someone who has never been to therapy but is struggling with mental health, I'd say that it's not really easy to open up what's going on because of the taboos, and you can't really trust people around you. If you can, then you are lucky enough, but if you are struggling, please do not struggle alone. If you can, then seek help, go to therapy. And if you cannot, then there are a lot of helplines available that is like aided by the government, so you can reach out to them as well. But struggling alone just makes it worse. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Yeah, that is a very heartfelt advice, and I agree with it too. Please, if any of you are struggling, do not struggle alone and don't be afraid of therapy or psychiatric care, for example, because I can tell you that I was afraid initially, not of therapy, but if I had to take psychiatric help, I was extremely afraid because I was worried if the pills would make you dependent on them or a lot of things like that. That is normal to have health anxiety. But believe me, when you take that step and cross that bridge, you're only going to get better and you're going to find out that, you don't have to do it alone, like she was saying. And you can really get the most out of life when you take that step for yourself. Having said that, we have come to the end of our sessions. Do consider reaching out if you need help, because believe me, believe us, that it is going to be extremely beneficial. I also am going to seek therapy from TMZ now after hearing Ishani's testimony. I am saying this truly that I'm definitely going to be considering that as well. So I would encourage you all to think about it too, because you have a lot of therapists here and many people specialize in many different areas of therapy. So no matter what struggle you're going through, you're more likely to find your right fit here with us. So do think about it. Do think about where you are in life, what you want to develop about yourself. Even if you're not going through any serious mental illnesses, therapy is for everybody, like we spoke about. It's just to enhance your life, your personal growth, and even your relationships in life would get strengthened if you take help from a therapist. So that is it for today. Hope you guys enjoyed the session. Thank you for your continuous support thus far. We really, really appreciate your support and we feel really happy that we're able to reach out to a lot of you. Do share the videos with your friends and family so that, they get to open their eyes a little bit more towards mental health as well. And be kind to one another. Drink lots of water because we are hitting peak summer. And take care. Bye.